And if I can help somebody, I will.
Were there other games that you would play with kids around the neighborhood? Y'all
yeah, ring a ring a rolls and playing hide and seek and everything. Oh yeah, we played that. At night we used to play. I was married, we'd play hide and seek, and I had two. I was staying on the other side of the house, and my friend was on that side. It was about 4 or 5 girls and 3 or 4 boys. They were all the same age. And my sister-in-law, her house, the way it was made, opened the door, and then she threw her water like that. And she'd been throwing water there, I know how long. So it was like a hole, but the water would stay there. So one night, everybody was playing hide and seek, and that girl didn't know that they had water there. She went, and she stopped the running, she went right in there, and she slid, she went like this. We think about that, and we laugh when we think about that. I mean, it's crazy. And we tell them, you remember when you slid in that glass of water they had there? And you, oh, yeah, we used to play. Like I said, these days, they're like these. And we enjoy ourselves. You see, they have to go everywhere, you know, but we didn't have to, the habit of going anywhere like that. We'd go, after soccer, we'd go to the bushes, we'd go inside and take a bath, and there you go.
When you played hide and seek, one person would be,
we're watching you, and once I see where you're going to hide yourself, then one, that sort of says one, that's going to be, that has to find out the others. Then if you,
he was it,
and then if you see, like you said, well, look, that's the Paul. If you see me, when I still then, I got to go and put myself and let the other hide from me. You see, that's how we used to play.
Is there a place you could get back to?
Yeah, we used to, well, they had a tree or behind the barn, behind the cones and everything. Wherever you could, they had fig trees, they had pear trees, they had all kinds of trees that you could grow in.
That was the base?
Yeah, that was the base. You had to come there so, and make the round. Sometimes you make that, you meet with the one that. Flying from.
Somebody came after you.
Yeah, when somebody come after you, you gotta run so they won't catch you. They touch you like that. That was it. You was the one that. Yeah. That was fun.
When you wanted to hide somewhere, what would you do to you?
Yeah, you had to go and hide. You didn't make any noise.
So you were just what?
You were just there waiting and watching where he comes for you, but he goes somewhere else.
Did y'all ever put a stall in the ground?
My cousin threw one time, he threw out stuff and he put me there, here, right here, kept me right here. Right here, right in my head, right up here. I was 10 years old, and he threw that, but he didn't throw it to me, but the child came to me. Right up here, I still got this ball right up here. Kept me right in here. Boy, talk about grief. And I was running with the blood was coming in my face, and nobody knew what had happened to me. And when they finally caught me, and I was running, I didn't know I was like in the shock, you know. And then they caught me, that bus, and I went, "Say it." Yeah, and well, I saw the blood. None of my family can see the blood. They faint when they see blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all alive.
What did you use to straighten hair? You use a comb or
brush?
Take that and you
didn't
use
one, I'm gonna brush my hair. But now, in olden days, they didn't have no brush either. They said, don't need comb.
What did you call those things that would go, or did you ever see them that would go up and down like that? That was that was called one person get on one end, another person get on the other, and they start.
Oh, that's what I would call that a swing, huh? Swing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you get on and start.
Yeah, you start that. You start and the arm goes up, you go down. You go up, the arm goes down.
Did you ever see the ones that would go around?
Yeah, they had them at school like that.